Generally speaking, when we borrow words from another language, if that language has virtually the same sounds as ours, then we pronounce it the same way as they would. If it has fewer phonemes than ours, and we have all of the phonemes that that language has, then we pronounce it pretty much as they would. So, for example, Maori has most of the phonemes that English has, so Maori place names can be given in very much the same pronunciation. The accent might change slightly, we might pronounce the words with a slightly different emphasis, but the harbour on which Auckland is based is the Waitemata Harbour, and we would pronounce it Waitemata Harbour. However, if a language has phonemes that we don't have, then we generally use the nearest available one. That was demonstrated in the case of Scots English, with Scots English having the phoneme ch, as in loch. Most English dialects would pronounce that lock. But there are situations in which attempts are made to get closer to the pronunciation of the language from which the word is borrowed. It's a case of being sensitive, I suppose, to the sensibilities of the people who speak the other language. In the South Island of New Zealand is New Zealand's largest mountain, which in English is called Mount Cook, and in Maori is spelt A-O-R-A-K-I, and is pronounced Auraki. Now, if we were to fully anglicise that, it would be Auraki, and that may be how some people pronounce it, but newsreaders, for example, on New Zealand television are encouraged to pronounce it Auraki, that is, to get closer to the Maori pronunciation. The same thing happens sometimes with phrases that we might borrow. There's a French expression meaning good luck, which is spelt B-O-N-C-H-A-N-C-E, and we could pronounce that bon chance, but those who use the phrase at all generally say bon chance, which is getting a little closer. There are even cases where the segmental phonology of a borrowed word has tended to stick and not be quite in the same pattern as we would expect. The word spelt R-O-U-G-E, rouge, has the zh phoneme at the end of it. The word B-E-I-G-E, beige, again has the zh phoneme at the end of it. This is a French phoneme in that position, and while it occurs in English, it's fairly rare, and it tends to turn up almost entirely in borrowed words. Sometimes the stress pattern is not entirely acclimatized. So we have in English the word bottle and the word riddle, but the word H-O-T-E-L pronounce hotel with the stress on the second syllable, whereas bottle and riddle have the stress on the first syllable, which is what you'd expect for an English word. As we might suppose, these are relatively exceptional. Mostly, we just fit the borrowed word into our own phonology.